Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 26 through 29. A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." On Easter Sunday, believers around the world love to joyfully sing this truth, "I know that my Redeemer lives." But not Thomas. Thomas would have sang, "I don't know, and I won't believe my Redeemer lives." His fears and doubts got in the way. A week later, Thomas saw Jesus alive for himself. Jesus told Thomas, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." The trouble Thomas had is the trouble that followers of the Lord Jesus have had ever since. It's hard to just believe and trust. There's something way down deep inside of us that urges us to seek proof and to believe only what makes sense to our minds. The Lord has told us over and over again not to worry, but we do. He tells us not to be afraid because He is always with us. But what scares you at that moment? The Lord tells us not to doubt or question His ways. But every time a senseless act of evil or sudden hardship happens in our lives, we wonder, is God in control? Like Thomas, you need an encounter with the living Lord. You need evidence that your sins are forgiven? You want assurance that God still loves you? You need proof that God's promises are true for you? Every day, approach Jesus, who daily says, "Peace be with you." Put your hand over His pierced side. Feel His hands and His feet. Taste and see that the Lord is alive and good, powerful to save, and abundant in love and mercy. He asks us to believe without seeing the future, and to trust His plan for our life. Jesus, we humbly and wholeheartedly believe You to be our Lord and God. Thank You for being so trustworthy and faithful to all Your promises. Strengthen my weak faith to trust in You always, because today I know that my Redeemer lives. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.